Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Jesus will return to the temple many years after his birth. You've heard the amazing signs surrounding his birth, yet even as he's growing up, there are signposts along the way of who he is. Step into my story of Emmanuel Has Come. Twelve years have passed since Jesus had been in the temple in Jerusalem. It was when he was just a babe and the prophetess Anna declared him to be the redemption of Jerusalem. Now he was a playful lad traveling with his parents for the Feast of Passover. It was a large caravan that traveled every year from Nazareth to Jerusalem for the feast. The caravan was filled with close friends and relatives, all who lived near them. When it was all over, Joseph and Mary were quite surprised and very nervous not to find Jesus when they arrived home. It was unimaginable that he got left back in Jerusalem. They quickly returned to the city, but could not find him anywhere. They scoured the city for 3 days and finally found him in the temple. He was just sitting in the midst of the temple teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard this young man were utterly amazed at his understanding at such a young age. Mary went up to Jesus and pulled him by the arm. "Son, how can you treat us this way? We've been searching for you for days." "Mom, why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know I would be in my Father's house?" Mary did not know how to take this, nor understand this. Now Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, gaining favor with God and men. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The Gospels are filled with little else to say about Jesus' life as a child or other events surrounding his birth. The goal of these stories is to introduce you to the idea of the story itself. It's about the fulfillment of prophecies, and intertwined into the story are even more future prophecies about Emmanuel. John gives us a different perspective as we close out our series. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.